verses 5 to 12 teach us that man is mortal. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass in the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This is the word of the Lord. How many years have you seen in your life? How many times have you celebrated the passing of one year and welcoming a new one? God may be eternal and immortal, but we most definitely are not. The oldest person who has ever lived, Methuselah, lived to be 969 years old. That's a long time. Just think of how much the world has changed in the past 969 years. But even Methuselah didn't live to be 1,000 years, and we just talked about what 1,000 years are in the sight of God. Just like a moment. Just like a day or a couple hours in the middle of the night. That's the thing about us. We're all sinners. And the wages of sin is death. Death is something that awaits all of us. Death is the judgment of God. No one can escape God's wrath, for we will all die. Moses and the Israelites, they knew this all too well. Now God had led the Israelites to the doorsteps of the promised land, to the land of Canaan. And they sent in 12 spies to go check out the land. Those spies came back, and 10 out of the 12 said that the people were too strong and too powerful, and the cities were too fortified that they could possibly defeat the land. So those 10 spies and the people wanted to go back to Egypt and become slaves in Egypt again because they didn't trust in God, that God would give them the victory, that God would give them the promised land just as he told them they would. And so God punished the Israelites for their unbelief and rebellion. He forced them to wander the wilderness for about 40 years. And during the wandering of the wilderness, every adult, Every person who was 20 years old and older died. Millions of bodies scattered throughout the sand. Even Moses and Aaron, the leaders of the people, because of sin, weren't allowed to step into the promised land. There are only two exceptions who made it. Joshua and Caleb, those two spies who did not go along with the unbelief and rebellion of the rest. But even Joshua and Caleb, they would eventually die. Moses knew death well. He knew it as a wrath and punishment of God. And so Moses wrote, "The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass, and we fly away." Right now, the life expectancy in the United States is 78.74 years. During those 78 and three quarters years, we strive to have a good life. We want to have a good time. And honestly, our lives are filled with lots of good times. But they're also filled with trouble and sorrow. Sickness, sadness, pain, sin, wickedness. It fills the world, the people around us, and we ourselves if we're honest about it, our lives do have trouble and sorrow. Our lives aren't filled with roses and lollipops. But in the grand scheme of things, 70 to 80 years is really not that long at all. They quickly pass, and then we're gone. Now, when we live, we want our lives to be great. We don't want to suffer. We want 2017 to be even better than 2016, each year better than the rest. But in the end, however long we live, whatever we do, doesn't really matter all that much. It's just a small moment in time. But the life after this? That lasts forever. That lasts into eternity. It never ends. It's either eternal joy in heaven with our Savior, or eternal death in hell with the devil. There's nothing bad about heaven, and there's nothing good about hell. And those are the only two options for eternity. In view of this, who cares about how much fun and how many good times you have during your 70 or 80 years on this earth? They don't matter in the long run. What matters is where you spend eternity. And so we pray along with Moses, teach us to number our days aright that we may gain hearts of wisdom. We pray that we may see what is truly important, not our earthly lives, but our eternal lives. We pray that we may realize that it is our eternal life that truly matters, and that we may live our earthly lives accordingly. As Jesus says in Mark 8, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? If we have to give up certain things, if we have to suffer for the sake of the gospel, if we have to suffer for our faith or so that we may spread the gospel to others, then so be it. It is a small price to pay in order to spend eternity with Jesus Christ. Because He is the only answer to a life of 70 to 80 years full of trouble and sorrow. He is the one who came down, who lived 30-some years, who suffered and died in our place to take away our sins and give us the gift of eternal life. By His life, by His innocent suffering and death, by His resurrection, He has won for us salvation. He has given us that gift of eternal life, a life that we will live with Him in heaven forever, into eternity that never ends, a perfect and joyous life as we share in His glory with all His angels and all the other saints. We will be with Him in heaven, living a perfect life, free from sin and the effects of sin. How many New Year's celebrations have you seen? In the end, that doesn't matter much at all. For we live only a short while, then we die. But life in heaven or in hell, that lasts forever. Make our hearts wise, O Lord, that we may live with You forever in heaven. Amen. Please stand for prayer.